You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We've talked before about how if you're out somewhere and there's a couple having an argument, how you can't help but kind of be a voyeur and you kind of listen in on what's going on.
Like
if you're at a restaurant, the people at the table next to you are arguing about something, you tell the person you're eating dinner with, shh, shut up. I told you guys my all-time favorite story was how I lingered in the produce department at a grocery store because there was a couple having a bickering argument, and it wasn't that quiet, but they were bickering back and forth. So I was done with everything I needed in the produce section, but I could not leave because it was too good. And I witnessed her picking up, it's been so many years now, I don't know if it was a lemon, a lime, something like that, and she threw it across the display and hit him, boop, right in the forehead.
That's awesome. That's mature.
It's a good arm.
Have you ever gotten in a fight because you've been eavesdropping on somebody else's fight and like you take sides? I've been there where I'm like, oh my God, she's totally right.
That's kind of funny.
So beware.
So the reason I bring this up is because I am sort of being a voyeur with family members of mine on the Facebook, because apparently in a, let's say a branch of the family, there is a forbidden relationship thing going on. And, you know, people don't hold back on social media. They comment and they get brutal and nasty, name calling, everything else, especially when it's family. So let me try to distill this for you guys because I love it. This is a family that's almost like a Brady Bunch family, the whole blended family.
Okay.
So they came together with kids already in their, you know, from previous relationships.
Right.
He had a 16, besides the other kids, it included the guy bringing a 16-year-old son into the equation. She brought a 15-year-old daughter into the relationship. So they all lived together in the same house for something like almost 2 years. The son then went away to college. He's now starting his sophomore year of college, but just about an hour away, just down the road. The daughter is starting her freshman year. Guess what? She's going to be going to the same college. Apparently, this has been fun to watch. They have broken the news that they are in love and that they are dating. And the parents have completely freaked out. I have seen words on there from other family members, and these are family members that I don't even know because it's that far removed, you know? They're using words like disgusted and incest.
Oh, weird.
Mean. And blah, blah, blah.
Are the parents are still married?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're married, and they still have other kids in the house.
So they're still stepbrother and stepsister.
Correct.
That are in love.
So I am listening to this whole thing, and I'm seeing some people say, you know, you can't, that's just, you know, you have to sit them down and say, look, you know, there's plenty of other people in the world. You don't date your sister. And I'm thinking, but they're really not.
They're not blood.
They spent a total of, like, I want to say 22 months together living in the same house as brother and sister, but they're not related by blood.
Correct.
And they just happen to be really attracted to each other. So let me ask you this. Why is this a forbidden relationship? I don't get it, but other people are losing their minds.
Is it because the word brother and sister is in their title?
Yeah.
Stepbrother, stepsister.
Yes.
They've been under one roof.
It's not like
they're a family unit
since they were, you know, toddlers. You know, they're pretty independent by the time they're 15, 16 years old.
Well, now they have
what if they were probably screwing around?
Oh, they have probably been for years.
Under the roof?
Sure.
Oh, man.
Well, if you figure they've had now 3 to 4 years together as teenagers and growing up.
Horn dogs.
Yes, and the most hormonal period of their life.
But I guess you're right. I mean,
they're going off to, they're going to be at the same college an hour away.
Oh, they are going to have babies.
She's getting pregnant.
She's getting knocked up by her brother.
Let me ask you this. If we asked for 5 calls, and we did 5 calls, says it all, how many of our listeners would say this is no problem at all? And how many have thought about it and said, I know you're probably attracted to each other, but this just isn't right for the whole family dynamic, not just the two of you.
And I bet you everybody would say it's fine.
Everybody?
It's not blood.
I think, like, my knee-jerk reaction is like, ugh. But then once you start processing it and realizing, like, no,
I want to hear from people, though, who say that this is a forbidden relationship.
Making it forbidden is so hard.
Step-siblings, can they get together.
Blank. Get it.
Here comes Liz. Good morning, Liz from Lakewood. What's going on today?
Good morning. So interesting.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I think if the parents' relationship lasts, then it's going to pose some long-term complications for the two kids because they'll always be family. If they break up, they'll still have to face this.
Right. There's still going to be Thanksgiving together. And Christmas and birthday parties.
So do you break up for that reason?
Could get weird.
I think sitting them down and just discussing the potential issues in the future is important. But if they decide they're willing to face that, then I would support that.
Well, I'm glad you called, Liz. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks too.
For being on
the
show.
Don't you remember your like college relationship and like how like just emotional and crazy it was?
Because usually your relationships at that time are volatile.
Yes, you are a walking ball of hormones and craziness.
And Liz brings up a good point that 3 years from now at Thanksgiving.
Right, they're going to ruin Christmas.
This is my sister, who I put my body parts inside of. Like, you can't do that.
But if you deny it, they're just going to be playing footsie under the table the whole time.
Right, and they really could have been doing this for years.
Here's Rebecca from Loveland. Hey. Hello, Rebecca. What do you say?
Good morning. I think the parents should have thought long and hard before they merged these two households with two horny teenagers of the opposite
Well, then how could they know? They didn't expect this would happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
they don't know.
Come on. These kids are like teenagers, 15, 16.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
They had a little more control over their emotions.
Yeah, but they could have been totally
Hold, hold on a second. So, Rebecca, what you're saying is, hold on, wait a second. What you're saying is that this man and woman meet each other, they fall in love, they're destined to be together, but because he's got a 16-year-old boy and she's got a 15-year-old daughter, they can't get together?
I think they should be putting their kids before themselves at this
point. Oh, no, they're in love. No.
How do you not get married to the person that you love just because you have a teenager?
No.
You can't do that.
I respect your answer, but I will tell you, I strongly reject people who say, put your kids in front of your own happiness.
I think they put these kids in this position, and they knew they were at that age.
They're horny, Dom.
I had that these kids
nowadays are so horny.
Oh,
all they want to do is French kiss.
With a boom, boom, boom.
Rebecca, you're delightful. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
That's a whole nother topic for our show. You put your kids' happiness in front of your own.
No. Those kids will grow up and move away. You need your happiness.
When the airbag comes out, you put yours on first.
Here's Kyle from Lone Tree. Hello, Kyle. What do you think?
Personally, I don't see a problem with it. They aren't real siblings. The whole blood thing really is important.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, what would happen if you got two teenagers that were dating and the parents got married? Like, what if they were dating first? I know not in this case.
Sure.
Wow. Right. What if you flip-flopped it?
That's interesting, Kyle, because, what if, single divorced parents meet because their kids are dating?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kyle, I have a question.
Why does that work?
Because you're 21, and it's, kind of unusual for a 21-year-old guy to be calling up and talking about this. Are you getting along with your stepsister right now?
No, that's weird.
No, that's weird. Yeah. He's doing it with his real sister.
Kyle, you're a good guy. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you do.
Bye.
Bye, right. Buddy.
He's like, no, but my stepmom is super hot. Bro.
Here's Brenda from Denver. Hello, Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
What can you tell me, Brenda?
I think it's disgusting because I had the similar thing happen to my family.
Oh.
One of my sons started dating my other son's stepdaughter, and she was 21, and this older son was in his 30s. They both knew better.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
There's no blood.
You want complicated. And then it caused my other son's marriage to break up.
All right. So wait a minute. So your son dated his brother's stepdaughter.
Stepniece.
Which is like his stepniece.
Yep, okay. It would be.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But there's no blood involved.
But really, he could if he wanted to.
Stop right. It. But.
What was the age difference?
He was
17 years.
Oh, that's perfect.
So how long did they date? Because you said it.
They're still together.
Oh. Shut
they
up. So the so one why did son it break? Is divorced.
Yeah. Then what caused the divorce?
Well, a large part of it was that relationship between the older son and the stepdaughter.
Well, I got to know. Whoa. So how long has your son and his stepniece, how long have they now been together?
Probably right at 13 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's still fresh.
It's been a year.
But the other relationship is done.
So how weird? Yep. How weird was Christmas this last time around?
Well, it fragmented the family. We didn't have Christmas together.
He ruined Christmas.
So whose side are which son's side? Right. Which son's side are you on?
Well, I am not on the son's side. That's with the stepniece.
He's in love.
But let me ask you this, because you want your son to be happy, right?
Yeah, but
he's
not happy.
No, one piece at a time here. You want your son to be happy. Suppose that he and his step-niece get together and they spend the rest of their lives together in a happy, beautiful relationship.
I won't be going to that house.
Oh, snap. Brenda.
Why?
They're happy.
They can help who they fall in love with.
Because being mother, you know darn well it's not love. It's rebound and it's convenience.
Well, what if it's not? What if they spend 45 beautiful, blessed years together?
I will be going to that house because I don't like her to begin with. She's a little witch.
Oh, this is getting good. We need to go out for cocktails, Brenda.
There's more of a backstory.
Give me a margarita.
I like you, Brenda. I hope you have a great Monday.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
There is more of a backstory that we do not know about.
I
think
it.
She's a little witch.
Yep.
Rebounding convenience. It sounds like love to me.
I bet she's hot as a firecracker.
Yeah, great kisser. 21-year-old.
He's dating up for sure.
She's fit, probably. Yoga instructor. Definitely.
Dang.
Blonde.
Yep. Totally.
Wow. This was fun to talk about.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.